May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What a joy it is for me to be celebrating with you my first Christmas, my family's first Christmas at St. John's here in Versailles, Kentucky. We had beautiful services last night, 5 o'clock the Nativity pageant, and 11 o'clock the festival, candlelight service. The church was filled and beautiful, and this morning the church continues to be beautiful and filled with the joy of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My son Conrad is my first server acolyte crucifer. He is 25 and is with all of my children visiting from South Carolina, and for many years did this with me all the time at Holy Trinity in Decatur, Georgia. And I know he remembers, although he was a small child, the night at Holy Trinity when several years into my ministry as rector there, the church was finally at the late service filled. It was a congregation about the size of St. John's, and they were still getting accustomed to having this 11 o'clock service. And the church was filled, and I was so excited, and we had had the earlier Nativity pageant service as well. And I could tell as the service was progressing and the incense was swinging, which we did have last night, which I love, but I am allergic to, and makes me feel slightly not so good. But I remember going, I'm not feeling that good. And at the point when I got into the pulpit and began my sermon, which began with the words from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, and I finished with the line, "Bah, humbug," which of course was a segue into this magnificent sermon. At that point, I looked at the congregation and I said, "Excuse me." And I left the pulpit and proceeded to get very sick out in the sacristy in the side, at which point my associate, Reverend Susan Latimer, stepped into the pulpit and began reading my sermon, which continued with, "As I was a boy growing up on Long Island." Well, the very next Christmas Eve, as I stepped into the pulpit, and of course was now very nervous, as I am every Christmas Eve, because of that one event in 26 years as a priest, as I stepped into the pulpit, one of my parishioners thought it was very funny to have taped across the pulpit, which the congregation could not see, an air sickness bag from Delta Airlines, which I had to very, very carefully untape from the pulpit and drop to the floor as I began my sermon for that night. And the point of my telling you this story is I remember driving home from Holy Trinity. We lived about the same distance we do from this church. And of course, our children were all little, and they actually, although they know the story, Conrad was a little child, and they were all tucked into bed at home. I was on my way home, and I couldn't believe that I had to leave the celebration of the Holy Eucharist on Christmas Eve. I was embarrassed, I was saddened, I felt like somehow it wouldn't be Christmas, it wasn't right, and was very upset when I got home. And had to share that with my wife and proceeded to be sick for the next several days. And I realized as the time progressed, and it has stayed with me ever since, that the amazing thing about the incarnation, the event that C.S. Lewis said, if the thing happened, it is the single most important event in the history of humanity. And obviously all of us gathered here this day believe the thing happened. That Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into the world, a poor baby, born more than 2,000 years ago in the city of Bethlehem. On a dark night, somehow light broke into the world. A star flickered in the heavens, and humanity would be changed forever. And the power of that message is one that for every one of us gathered here, no matter what we are presently experiencing in life, whether it be loss, whether it be difficulty with a job situation, whether it be difficulty in a relationship, whether it just be missing some of those whom we have loved, who are no longer part of our lives, either through death or through leaving. The amazing thing is that even though I left that pulpit that night, the truth of Jesus Christ coming into our lives as the light of the world can never be diminished. It is as powerful today, 2,000 years later, as it was in that quiet night when Mary and Joseph and whomever else began to witness that event could never have imagined that we would, at this point in the history of humanity, still be holding that hope that the infant Christ brought into our lives. We gather uniquely on this December 25th on a day that is also a Sunday, the Lord's Day, a day that we would be celebrating the Eucharist and gathering to worship anyway. And to have them combined today uniquely, Christmas Day and the Lord's Day, the celebration of the Lord's resurrection, to have, if you will, the Alpha, the birth of Christ, and the Omega, the Christ that died and rose for us, encapsulated in this day, in this very intimate setting, is truly joyful. And my prayer for each and every one of you gathered here this day is that regardless of where you find yourself today, that you will today know that Jesus Christ is powerfully alive and present and a light within you. And that this faith that you have in Jesus Christ, that has sustained you and will sustain you for the remainder of your life and into eternity, will be that which you will strive to bring to others. As the prophet Isaiah proclaimed, a light has shined in the darkness. On them light has shined. Let us today go forth from St. John's bearing that light of Christ to all within our lives. A blessed, healthy, and joy-filled Christmas to each and every one of you here this day. Amen.